Jobs also brought in Bill Campbell, who had run marketing at Apple in the early 1980s and had been caught in the middle of the Scully-Jobs clash. Campbell had ended up sticking with Scully, but he had grown to dislike him so much that Jobs forgave him. Now he was the CEO of Intuit and a walking buddy of Jobs. "We were sitting out in the back of his house," recalled Campbell, who lived only 5 blocks from Jobs in Palo Alto, "and he said he was going back to Apple and wanted me on the board. I said, 'Holy shit, of course I will do that.'" Campbell had been a football coach at Columbia, and his great talent, Jobs said, was to get A performances out of B players. At Apple, Jobs told him, he would get to work with A players. Woolard helped bring in Jerry York, who had been the chief financial officer at Chrysler and then IBM. Others were considered and then rejected by Jobs, including Meg Whitman, who was then the manager of Hasbro's Play School division and had been a strategic planner at Disney. In 1998, she became CEO of eBay, and she later ran unsuccessfully for governor of California.